did two verses of Psalms 91. And we know, we said what? In verse 1 and 2, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, he that dwelleth in the secret place shall abide under the shadow of the Mighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in him. And we just talked about the secret place of God. Yes. Where is your secret place? We didn't talk about your prayer closet. We didn't talk about the car or any place or your place by the lake. We didn't talk about anything but the secret place of God, which is being in God's presence. And that's important because sometimes you designate a place where you meet God and you can't get to that place. You can't get to your closet. You can't get to your car. You can't get to your favorite spot of the lake or your favorite trail. But the secret place of God is just in his presence.
Jesus.
And today, I told you we would continue on today. Today, I want to look at, the Lord says, look at verses 3 and 4, Psalms 91, 3 and 4. And just read what it says. It says, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Yes. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler.
My God.
Surely.
Surely.
Surely. Just word. Surely. Sure. He shall deliver thee.
My God.
And today, I just want to declare truth to you. I just want you to declare truth. The Lord says, your secret place is not a secret.
My God.
Your secret place is not a secret.
My Lord.
Now, I know the enemy that planted thought, well, how can it be a secret if it's not a secret? My secret place is a secret. No. I'm just going to go to the word. I want you to understand. Your secret place is with Jesus. Your secret place is under his belt. Your secret place is under his spirit. Jesus is not a secret. Amen. So just think on those things. Your secret place is not a secret. And there's a reason it's not a secret.
My God.
I can't make this thing up. I can't make this thing up. But when you have a secret place with God, it's not a secret. Thank you, Deacon Solomon, for sharing a testimony that somebody said, as bad as it used to be, when she got to Destiny and she found her place with God and she was okay with sharing it, it was no longer a secret because she changed.
My God. Mm. Jesus. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let me just a couple of things last week. We said what? A secret place. We talk about what? It's covert. It's a relative term of private. An adjective. The difference between covert and private is the what? Covert means hidden, covered over, overgrown, or sheltered. What? Private is belonging to or concerning or access only to an individual person or a specific group. You're a private group when you belong to Jesus. You're a covert group when you belong to Jesus because you're covered, you're hidden, you're sheltered. Y'all get that, don't you? So both of these can apply to your secret place. We said secret means what? Sather, Sithrise, a covering. It can be good or bad, but we know with Jesus, it's all good. So it's a disguise. It's a hiding place. It's protection. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide well under the shadow of the Almighty. We're hidden. When you're in the shadow, you can't be seen. He says what? I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge. So we're not seen when we're in his refuge or his fortress. He said what? We're kept from knowledge or from view. When we're in the secret place, people don't see you and me. They see God because we're in the secret place. They don't see your wickedness, your bad. They don't see your extra pounds or your few pounds. They don't see the smirk on your face. They see God when we're in our secret place. When they see some of this other stuff, we're trying to push out of the secret place. But those who we're in our secret place, they don't see those things. Nobody knows the dirt of your past.
My God.
Unless you tell them. Jesus didn't tell them. So we had some synonyms. We talked about stealth, right? sneaky, private, behind the scenes, clandestine. What? We're stealth warriors for Christ. He said, what? We represent Christ. We're hidden. So what? The enemy knows they're in trouble. Ooh. See, if the enemy saw us, the enemy would gain confidence because he can defeat us. But when they see Jesus, they run and hide.
My God.
Somebody, my God. That demon just left you right now. He been after you. He just realized that you in a secret place, and he saw the light that's Jesus, and he just took off running.
Go ahead. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your secret place is not a secret. It's not a secret. It's not a secret. The first point, it's not a secret, y'all. It's not a secret. It says, surely in verse 3, he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of the pest. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Look, it's not a secret. You're covered. He uses this illustration of the bird and the wings. And I got to tell you, the eagle is an awesome bird. And I'm using the eagle in this illustration because when the eagle has babies, when the eagle has eggs, when the eagle lays there and they have something that's important to it, they do what it says right here. They say, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. When you find an eagle's nest, and they put them in places most people can't, but somebody knows where the nest is. Other eagles know where the nest is. So they be after the eggs of the other eagle. And guess what? Just like in life today, some eagles think they're bigger and badder than the other eagles. Just this week, out of our west, they've got this fortress, and they had an illustration of a female eagle that was older than the eagle that had laid the eggs, and the eagle attacked the other eagle and took over her nest. Because she wanted it. But that's okay. The nest was not a secret. They understood where it was. And that's okay. But the protection of the father is still there for the eggs. The other eagle took over. The other eagle took over. But look at what God is saying to us. He says, surely.
Surely.
Oh, surely he'll do what? He shall deliver thee.
Yes. My God.
Stop right there. Surely he what? He shall deliver thee. Oh, yeah. Somebody ain't saying that. Somebody's saying, yeah. Okay, I understand. No, you need to declare for yourself. Surely he shall deliver me.
Thank you, Lord. Surely.
He'll deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence, from the trouble, from the tribulations, from the trial, from the storm. Didn't Peter say, hey, let me come to you? And when he said, let me come to you, he looked off and there it was, the storm and the pestilence and everything. He said, uh-oh. He said, what? He delivered Peter. Somebody today, you got to get this today if you don't get it at all. You concerned about COVID? You ain't got to worry about COVID. We do what God tells us to do. COVID can't kill us.
My God.
Yes, they might stretch your body out. They might lay it in front of a funeral home. They might lay it in the morgue on a slab, but that can't kill you. Because why? God. We're in the secret place. We live forever. Let's get away from what the world shows us and let's walk in who we are.
Jesus. Jesus.
Can it cause some pain? Maybe so. Can it cause some distress? Maybe so. But can it kill you? No. It will deliver us.
Yes, he will.
That's what he said.
Yes, he will.
He will cover you. He will cover God. You. You don't have to believe me. You don't have to understand. Let's talk about what Jesus did. Go to the 17th chapter of John, and I want to tell you what Jesus prayed. 17th chapter of John, verses 14 through 17. Look, Jesus himself said, I have given them thy word. He was praying to his father. I have given them thy word, and the world hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. You are not of the world. COVID can't kill you.
My Lord.
Because this world ain't your, Jesus, what, he said, that's what Jesus declared. He said, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them, what, from the evil.
Yes.
He said, I'm going to keep you. I'm going to keep you. He said, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. He says it again. He said, oh, look at verse 7. He says, sanctify them through thy truth. The word is truth. He says, sanctify them, Father. Cover them there, Father. Look at what he said. What in 91? What? Surely, surely he shall deliver us. Why? Because he's going to cover us. What? Under his wings of a feather. We are covered under the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit, yes. We are covered through all of the situations. No matter what they are. So guess what? If we're covered like that, and Jesus what went and died for us, and he rose for us, guess what? That's not a secret.
My God.
So our secret place is not a secret. Don't have to stop there. Go to chapter 18 and verse 37 in John. He says what? Pilate, even when Jesus was before Pilate, somebody had to understand the truth. Pilate never said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born. For this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Oh, I got a question. Have you heard the voice of Jesus?
Amen.
Have you heard the voice of Jesus?
Yes, yes.
Oh, let me ask it another way. Have you accepted the call from Jesus?
Yeah.
If you declare that you're a Christian, then you heard the voice of Jesus. And if you heard the voice of Jesus and accepted the call from Jesus, then guess what? You're in his secret place. And if you're in his secret place, he has covered you by his Spirit. He has covered you by his blood. And you're in his secret place. The word says, surely, 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 what? Surely, surely, he shall deliver thee, what? The snare of the fowler. He shall deliver you from the pestilence. He shall deliver you from COVID. He shall deliver you from cancer. He should deliver you from blindness. He should deliver
my
you
God.
From doubt. He should deliver you from fear. Somebody needs to understand. That's
thank
what
you,
the
Lord.
Truth is. That's what the truth is.
Yeah.
You don't have to stop there. It's all in his word. It's scattered all through his word. In 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, and then in verse 13, he said, but we are bound to give thanks, what, always to God for you. Paul is talking, what, to the Thessalonican church. He said, what, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning, God has from the beginning, hear that, God has from the
yes.
beginning, chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. God said, I did this from the beginning. I chose you when I was up in heaven before we created the heavens and earth. I chose you when you fall out of sin, when you got kicked out of the garden. I chose you when you were born. I chose you and I prayed for you and I directed you that I would make you
with what
I sent the potter and he didn't throw you away. I was giving you an example that I will remake you and reform you and reshape you until you
thank
get
you,
it
Lord.
Right. And now because of your sins, when you still couldn't get it right, I came down to heaven. I came down from heaven to earth, and I died so that my blood was shed, so that it would cover you, so you could be converted, because they would just covert, but they would just see. So you would have a private secret place that, guess what? They won't see you, but they would see me.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus said, I did this. Jesus said, I did this. Jesus said, I did this. And this is not a new thing. Paul was talking to the church at Thessalonica, but I go back to look at what Jesus said in John, the 8th chapter, in verse 32. Jesus said, you should know what? The truth, and the truth, what? Shall make you free. Jesus said, you should know the truth, and what? The truth will make you free. And then he had to declare when it was time for him to leave, and that's where some folks start getting nervous. And y'all know, when we leave our secret place, our secret place, we get just like the disciples. We get a little nervous because we know we're not in the presence of God. Now, I'm just telling you the truth. When you leave your secret place and you don't want to do what God says and you try to do your own things and you don't operate out of wisdom and surrender, you operate out of I-ism and pride and things that God hates. You leave your secret place, you get
my
yourself
God.
In trouble. But Jesus said, wait a minute. Look at 14 and 6. He said, you need to know something, y'all. Jesus said unto them, I am what? The way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Guess what? You can't have a secret place for us today without Christ.
My Lord.
David had a secret place with God. They understand God. They understand the presence of God, and they understand how God moved in the cloud, and they knew those things. But no matter what, Abraham understood it. Rahab understood it. Elias understood it. They all knew the secret place was with God, and they had to approach. And they always, in those days, they tried to get to what? The Ark of the Covenant, because that's where God's presence was. So if I could get to the Ark, if I can get to the place, then I knew that things would be all right. But his spirit still moved upon the face of the earth.
Yes.
So just like this secret place with the eagle, just like this secret place of the eagle, let me tell you, the mother doesn't watch the nest. The father stands watch over the nest. Now, that's a little irony for me, because this is one of the species where the female is bigger than the male. The female eagle is much larger than the male eagle. But the male eagle will destroy anything that comes up against it other than the female eagle. One thing I saw this week in this story was this other female eagle came to battle the female eagle that laid the egg, and the male eagle didn't do nothing. He sat there and watched over the eggs. And when they had a battle and the other one lost, the new female eagle took over. Women, don't think that you can take over because the female eagle did it. That's a God thing. That ain't the way it works, okay? Don't try and say, well, see what God did. I'm talking about the protection of the eggs. We are the eggs for Christ. We are his prized possession. We are the life that he's chosen, and he's placed himself in us.
Yes, yes.
But then there were other enemies to the nest.
Yeah.
There were snakes and there were raccoons and goats and all kind of things that try to get to the nest. And the female eagle would destroy one after the other to protect its eggs.
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Do you not see that this is how God protects us?
Yes.
Somebody said, but it's my secret place. But guess what? When God is protecting you, there is no secret. Everybody knows there's something about you. Everybody knows there's an anointing on your life. Everybody knows that, hey, better not mess with so-and-so because they're walking in a place. Did not you hear Deacon Solomon talk about Sister Carol's sight? Look, everybody knows. Somebody could have thought she was blind, but I'm always amazed. She used to walk up and down the street and go to the laundromat and go here, and nobody touched her. Nobody bothered her. Why? Because she was anointed and protected.
My God. Thank you, Lord.
She was covered because she had found her secret place.
Jesus.
And her attitude reflected that. So it's not a secret. You don't have to tell nobody you believe in Jesus. They can see it in you. So stay in your secret place. When you're in your secret place, watch how many more people know.
My God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because it's not a secret, because it's not a secret, the second thing today, there are benefits of your secret place, and the benefits are not secret. You don't have to listen. You don't have to believe me. Just look at what it says. Just look at what it says. Just look at what it says here. I'm going to go to another slide here because I want you to see what it says down here. He says what? I put away, said thou shall what? Because you're in your secret place, said what? Thou shall not be afraid for the terror by night. He said, because you in your secret place, he goes on, he said, nor for the pestilence that walking in darkness or for the destruction that wasted that noonday. I come to tell you, I don't care what kind of mind you have from a human perspective, but when you're in your secret place, there's none of this stuff that's going on out here that should scare you. There's none of this stuff that's going on out here that'll bother you. If you're scared of COVID, I just invite you to get to your secret place and focus on the Lord Jesus Christ.
As you focus on him,
your fear will go away. As you focus on him, your doubt will go away. I'm not saying it's going to make you go outside, because that might not be what God said, but I'm telling you, your fear and your doubt will go away because you're in your secret place. Because whether you believe it or not, COVID can slip under your door, can slip through your window. It can still be present. But when you're in your secret place, it got no power. It can't touch you.
Thank you, Lord.
He says, "What a thousand shall fall at the right side, and 10,000 at the right. A thousand shall fall by your side, and 10,000 at your right hand." That's what the word said. He said, "But it shall not come nigh thee." Oh, hallelujah! That's a promise of being in the secret place. That's a benefit of loving and believing in Jesus that you're going to reject. He said, "Why? Because thou hast made the Lord, which is your refuge, and what your most high habitation, your most high, your priority." Your number one, your BFF. There's nobody but you, Lord. There's nobody except you, Lord. Lord, I don't care. I got mama, daddy, sister, brother. I got friend, foe. I got husband, wife. I do not care. I love them dearly, but nobody replaces you. Lord, you're my way maker. Amen. You're my promise keeper. You are a miracle worker. Lord, they love me. Thank you, hallelujah. But Lord, it's all about you.
Yes, yes.
He says what? There shall be no evil. won't come upon you. Say, any plague come nigh until thy dwelling. Somebody said, well, what do you say, Pastor, with all these people dying of COVID and they were Christians? Well, I come to tell you, guess what? It ain't bothering them.
My God.
They gone to be with the Lord. It ain't bothering them. The only people that's bothering is the people behind that don't trust in God or understand that this morning thing, God gave them rest from all of this because that's where he wanted them to be. They become an example of God is still who God is.
Yeah. My God.
That's what I say to them. That's what I say. But it says what? Now look at here. For he shall give his angels charge over thee. Charge over thee. Say what? Yes. To keep thee in all thy ways. Now, because he gave his angel charge, some people take this, and guess what? This is going to be, I'm going to worship the angels. This is going to be my angels protecting me, and I believe in the angels, and I got angels all around me. You can have 1,000 and 1,000,000 angels in your household, but that statue of that angel ain't what protects you. It's Jesus Christ, and then Jesus gives charge to the angels to do his bidding. So Jesus is protecting you. The angels are just what? The ambassadors to do what God told them to do.
Say on, preacher.
Did not we learn from the word of God when Satan tempted him? He said, look, man should not live by bread alone, but what? But every word that proceeded out of the mouth, Jesus didn't call angels to save me from falling. So I ain't falling for that, okey-doke. I'm the one who gave charge to the angel.
My God. Thank you, Lord.
You don't believe me? Look at Hebrews. Look at the word in Hebrews. Look at the word in Hebrews. Look at the word in Hebrews. In Hebrews, the first chapter, in verses 13 and 14. He tells us the truth. He tells us the truth. Hebrews 13 and 14. But to which the angel said at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. And they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them, to minister for them who were heirs of salvation. The angels were sent to minister to you because you're an heir. The angels were not sent for us to worship. If we worship the angels, we make the angels above us. The angels not above us, it's below us. We are heirs to the throne of Christ. So guess what? The angels work on our behalf as God directs. Somebody, you just got a deliverance today. The angels watching over you. It ain't no secret. The angels are already waiting. You got angels just sitting and looking. And when they see you about to go the wrong direction, they just go down and intercede. Let me make it clear. I was going up to a house this week, and I've been walking and walking. It's all a good thing. But there was just something about this house that I wasn't supposed to go to. I just wasn't supposed to knock on the door. I wasn't supposed, that's my job, but something about, I wasn't supposed to knock on the door. And as I got out of my car and I began to walk, I began to stumble. I began to stumble. I tripped over my own feet 3 times going up to the door. And I said, And now, of course, is it too hot out here? You're getting weak? And then all of a sudden, I stopped. And when I steadied myself, some say, read the note again before you knock on the door. in the note that I guess I had not read, it said, do not bother this man again. He is angry.
My God.
So the angels caused me to stumble so that I wouldn't knock on the door and turn me around to go back to somebody.
My God.
The angels were watching over me. I might have knocked on the door. He might have shot. He might have sent the dog out. I don't know. But all I know is, why in the world am I stumbling? Because God said, what? My angel's not going to allow you to do what you're not supposed to do. They're given charge for our protection. They're given charge. Yeah. That's what he said. He gives his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy way. Say, they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Did y'all see that? He wasn't going to let me get myself in a situation. Say, thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon, so thou trample under your feet. He said, the benefits of being in a secret place is he give you charge, you're the head and not the tail. The benefits of what? Being in your secret place is that God has met every one of your needs. The benefit of being in your secret place is that God goes before you, and it ain't a secret. It's what is out there.
Yeah.
You meet somebody and they say there's something about you. A change has come over you. Yeah. Somebody else, you know Jesus and you've been serving Jesus a long time. But then you get a special anointing because you finally surrender to all that he has. And they see the change that comes over you. Your conversation begins to change. They don't hear the doubt anymore. They don't hear the what if anymore. They don't hear the, well, I just want to be an advocate to see. I ain't going to use that other word anymore. No, those things begin to leave. And all you speak is what? Just like Joshua and Caleb. Give us this mountain. Let us go. Let us do. Let us be about our Father's business. Because why? We are in the secret place.
Yes.
So you know your secret place. Don't argue, but it's not a secret. Now, if you didn't have a secret place, that ain't a secret either. You know why? What does history teach us about God's children? The enemies knew when they were worshiping God and when they weren't worshiping their God.
My God, my God.
That's what the Bible tells me. They knew that they can attack them because they wasn't in line with God.
Yes.
And they knew when they needed to retreat because God was kicking their butt. The enemy knows when to attack you. Because he knows you ain't been in your secret place.
Yeah.
But he knows when to leave you alone because he sees it all over you. Mm. And so if the enemy can see it, it's not a secret.
My God.
The secret is that you've made Jesus your life, your Savior. Yes. That's the secret place. So when you're in your secret place, now God goes on the offense.
Amen. Yes.
So today the question is, do you know your secret place?
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Do you know your secret place? And if you know your secret place, you ought to just yell Jesus.
Jesus.
You just ought to say Jesus. That's my place. Jesus. When you call on the name of Jesus, the angels start shouting. Jesus. When you call on the name of Jesus, the angels go to battle. When you call on the name of Jesus, the blood covers the things that you might do in the future already. But he will allow us and permit us what in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you. And evoke our faith. So today. Your secret place, your secret place, your secret place is not a secret. So don't try and keep it to yourself. Don't try to hide in your home. Don't try to hide in your closet. Don't try to hide in your car. Don't try and go to work and not let them know who you are because you're afraid for your job. I told somebody this week, I know somebody that changed the culture of a corporation.
My God.
They went and said from not talking about Jesus to now attending leadership summits about Jesus. Somebody, do you hear our God and who he is? It's not a secret.
My God. Hallelujah.
Over and over and over. It's not a secret.